This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
V12, two doors, no roof, convertible down, trunk closed, bonnet hood closed, and off we go. Welcome to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to be along here each and every week for you. Glad you could join us. Third hour, and of course, each and every hour, we have every hour is different than the last hour. I do that purposely. I have news. I have tips. I have sometimes some interviews. Yes, only certain hours. When I interview somebody, I don't want to put them on for a solid 3 hours because, well, you know, I just drill them to the point that we'll know each and everything all about them. I want them on again and again and again. You know, I get all their information, but many interviews later. Oh, man. What a week in the Auto World facility here. Of course, broadcasting from Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Yes, I'm hands-on still, fixing, repairing, driving, selling, buying automobiles. So, 45 years of doing, and certified in a lot of different fields. When I say certified, it's ASE, Automotive Service Excellence, little blue star. And not only do you take the paper test and with the pen, the pencil, and all that, and the computer test now, of course, on the computer and all that, we have to pay for it, folks. I have to pay for that. And if you flunk, if you get out of 100 and get 2 wrong, you're done. You're done. You flunk, and you can't take it again until the next year, and then you got to pay again. So you really got to know what you're doing. And I'm not saying I do. So. I just been around the block a couple times with those noises, those smells, those complaints from you, our customers, our listeners, our relatives. And that's how it all works. So I welcome you here in Auto World. We've had this phone number since 1920 here at Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network. By the way, you can listen on GCNLive.com if you don't have an affiliate that takes a station. But I do appreciate each and every affiliate each and every week to take the show. Because if they did not, you wouldn't be able to listen to what's going on here in my Auto World, which is your Auto World now if you're listening. See, you're a member. When you're listening, I turn you instantly into a member, and I don't ask for your Visa or MasterCard or even your American Express number until we get off the air. And then you have to give it to me. No. Anyway, here, to get a hold of me right here, right now, here on Auto World is 855-660-4261. Don't forget, though, the email address. Email anytime. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That makes it simple. That's what you're listening to is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Now I've got to turn around here. My for sale sign, but the closed sign was, I want to say open, not closed. There's one. There's two. There's three. I'm going to put six screws. There we go. Okay. Now the open sign is, turn around. We're ready. We are open for your calls at each and every hour, and this hour is very special. Why? Because every hour is special. We're talking about tranny flu and helping a caller, listener, and a good charter member in Illinois with his Cadillac. And with that, with automatic tranny fluid. Well, most of us, I think about 99% of us probably have an automatic transmission. See, Chevrolet, they basically said no to the manual transmission back in the year 2000. That was 20 years ago when they stopped putting manual transmissions in trucks. They found out that the people, you and me's out there, didn't really want to shift anymore because they weren't selling them with manuals. Well, in 1937, this goes back a couple days, 1937, the automatic transmission as we know it today is introduced by Oldsmobile. Never would have thunked that, huh? Oldsmobile said, get rid of it. Well, most of the Oldsmobiles out there back in the day, weren't they cars? I think they had Oles was the gentleman's name, Ransel Ranson E. Oles, I believe. Did they have a truck? And the guy just said, let's put automatics. And it was very interesting how they did that automatic. And, of course, the power glide, two-speed power glide, and Torque 727 Chrysler. They all have those neat names. That's what it's all about. Hey, let's throw the trivia question out. We didn't get that answered yet. And we're going to get that answered here on this third hour for sure. I'm pretty sure because, there was 3 rows and now I've got 18 rows. There's more people that's joined the show and I do appreciate that. The trivia question for not only you folks that are listening on your skateboard, or if you're underneath the Cadillac like Trey was, or if you're even in your favorite chair. Fantastic. And here is the trivia question for this rusty old hood that came off a 72 Ford Galaxy. Remember, it can be used for a snow sled. Turn it upside down and go for it. In what year did Henry Ford step down as head of the Ford Motor Company? In what year did Henry Ford step down as head of the Ford Motor Company? That'd be tough to do, wouldn't it? Well, I think there was more to the story, and I do have more of the story when you get to answer that. And, in fact, let's look at that email. Well, we do have an email, and I got 2 emails that are fresh. Let's do the one fresh one about the trivia question. It's Mary emails us right here, right now, live from Oklahoma City. Awesome. Fantastic. She says, I'm listening to Oklahoma City, and I got to do a shout-out. Now, we're live in Oklahoma City each and every Sunday. Good to be along with you folks on KZLS, 1640 AM. Good to have you along. And Mary's with us live with an email answering that question. And she says here, now, what's the question again? Let's see here. In what year did Henry Ford step down as the head of Ford Motor Company? Mary says it was 1945. Mary, you are, congratulations. Yes. Congratulations. You're the winner of that rusty 1972 Ford Galaxy. And one day we might even have a new truck or a car for you. But anyway, no, I won't send you that, Mary. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Unless you want it, just email me back and let me know if you want the thing. I'll send it to you. I'll pay the freight. And then, if I pay the freight, Mary, and I send you this hood for a gift, for answering the trivia question, you got it right, 1945. I just want a picture of you going down that, with that hood upside down and hanging on for dear life, going down a snow hill. That'd be my gift. Now, I got some great cleaning products for you I've sent out in the past, and for your car, to keep the car clean, Mary, and it'd be great to share with me what kind of car, if you'd like, and I'll let everybody know you have 1, 2, or even a dozen cars, and we're going to get you some good stuff out so you can keep them clean. And with that, Henry Ford, yes, in 1945, steps down, folks, as head of the Ford Motor Company, replaced by his grandson, Henry Ford II. And what did they call Henry Ford II back in that day? Hank the Deuce. Hank the Deuce hires a group of business school graduates called the Whiz Kids back in 1945 who greatly improved the sluggish auto maker in 1945. Boy, oh boy, the Whiz Kids. If you're one of those Whiz Kids right now listening, call me. I want to hear from you. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, this is history in my opinion. This is history that you were classified as a Whiz Kid and you helped Ford stay afloat. That's, well, the Ford Motor Company. And a lot of your, most Ford was the number one F-150 Ford selling truck. So I know a lot of you are driving the F-150s. Do you or do you not like them? And if it wasn't for the Whiz Kids back in the day, you probably wouldn't be driving that F-150. Now, I've got my personal opinion, and my personal opinion is if you need a truck, buy a truck. I don't care really what brand it is. Yes, I've worked on all these different types of brands, and it doesn't really matter what brand, in my opinion. I like them all. See, the thing is, again, back to that. I want you to buy the right vehicle for the right application and grab it. If you like the Dodge, the Ram, buy it. If you like the Ford, buy it. And buy the size that you need. Do you like the midsize truck, the full-size truck, or the big boy ranch from Ford? I don't know. We're going to find out after this short break when we come back. Oh, those running boards. Why do they call them running boards? This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Out here in Idaho, where I'm sitting in the Auto World Plaza, of course, broadcast from the Greasy Garage Studio, we actually have a fiddler's contest and a little bedroom community called Weezer. Fiddler's contest. Oh, man, you should see the cars there and the trucks there. hey, you know what? You've just joined, and you know what's happened. Yes, the train's left the station, and you're with me, and I do appreciate that, definitely. Good to have you along. You know, it really is. It's a gift to have you here each and every week, and I really enjoy your emails that you send me, and that email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Of course, you can always call in. I do welcome you to interrupt me at any time, please, at 855-660-4261. We have Axelrod Alex. He does have a little grease on his hands because he gets in the Greasy Garage studio every once in a while. I think I don't know. I might have to ask him. But anyway, he's hanging over the board right now, making sure that you sound good when you call in. That's what it's all about. Here on Auto World, I like to do a lot of goodies, and a lot of things I like to do is, of course, give you information about stuff that you might not have ever heard about, and or some history. You know, that's what it's all about. Do you drive a metal car? Do you drive a metal truck? Do you even know if it's metal? Is it mostly fiberglass? See, a lot of the years of my life, a lot of people, Mark, why, you know, being 45 years of fixing, they're saying, you know, I started working on cars that were all metal. Chrome metal bumpers front, back, you know, is a metal dash, and then they started putting pads on the dash, et cetera, and today it's just not that anymore. And it's because of safety, folks. Fiberglass and plastic and styrofoam, truthfully, there is styrofoam behind your, they call it the front bumper cover or the rear bumper cover. It's a piece of fiberglass, really thin. You'll notice it flapping in the wind sometimes if the little plastic bobber doesn't hold it in. And you're going, God, why am I spending $36,000 on this thing? A lot of you might be buying that Ford truck at $85,000. And, they have real bumpers, by the way, at $85,000. But back to the car, the fiberglass bumper flopping in the wind, you know, waving at everybody. Well, there's styrofoam back there. So, you know, it's for safety. See that styrofoam, that foam absorbs the impact. I'm not saying you're going to get an accident. Don't email me and say, hey, you're causing me to get an accident. No. You'll never get in an accident, I promise you. Just take your time, you know, be careful and all that. It absorbs the impact, so you're safer. That's what it's all about. Well, here's a little bit of information about that metal. I always say, you know, it's just metal. We're just fixing your metal. And I'm changing my tone. I'm just fixing your fiberglass. I'm just fixing your plastic. Well, back in 1912, Edward G. Budd develops a steel-bodied car. Yes, a steel-bodied car back in 1912. Promoting it by having elephants posing on its roof, folks. That's right. Edward G. Budd says, let's get some elephants and put them on the roof of this car to show people that metal is strong. Unibody cars will eventually become an industry standard, of course, over the years. But can you imagine an elephant on your roof? It's not a joke. He did that. I can't hardly believe it. But he did. Point of sale, I guess you could call that, huh? And back in 1912, of course, I've got a 1916 Chevrolet. It has what else on it? No, it's a convertible. It's a baby grand convertible. The original top, don't touch it. It will fall apart because it's original. So I put it down very gently when I go drive it. Wood spoke wheels and all that, but you sure couldn't put an elephant on that roof. No, you could not. But one thing it does have, the 1916 Chevrolet, is running boards. What's up? Really, what's up with the word running boards? It had running boards. What were running boards back in the day? Where did they start? A lot of questions. Well, running boards. I think a lot of you today, especially in your Ford trucks, I don't think I see any of you putting running boards on your car. That would be really odd looking. You'd probably scrape them because they would be low because running boards are at the bottom of the rocker panel, which is at the bottom of the car on the right and the left side. But the running boards, you probably put in ground effects kits, especially those Mitsubishis and those Subaru WRXs. You probably put ground effects kits. What that is a fiberglass kit that incorporates a spoiler out front, a chin spoiler, we call it, sticking out like your chin, or Jay Leno's chin. Sorry, Jay. Anyway, you put the ground effects kit on there, and it's got fog lights, driving lights out front, and it looks pretty cool. But running boards, are you doing them for a fashion statement today? In today's truck world, yeah, you got running boards on there because you got a fashion statement you're trying to say. Look at me. Look at my running boards. Well, anymore, every truck I see has got running boards on it. The first running boards were installed, folks, on carriages as early as the 17th century. That's how long running boards have been around, since the 17th century. Today, like I say, I believe, well, the running boards were on the carriages back then, but the cars became to put them on, like my 16, the 1911s, of course, etc., 1900s had them, because they had to have the board there, running board, that ran from the front back of the tire to the front of the back tire. That kind of sounds confusing. Anyway, the front of the back tire and the front of the back tire was the running board. And you could grab on that and climb into the car a lot easier. Well, the running boards, and they have them on the trucks today. And fashion statement, but yes, maybe so. I've installed quite a few of those anymore for guys that don't have those. I say, guys, I don't see a lot of girls out here out west that's wanting the running boards, but if you do, that's makes it easier to get in. They have power ones now that when you open the door, you don't see a running board at all. But when you open the door, here comes the running board down, and you climb in and get out. Now, I had a customer call me and say, my running boards are stuck down and they won't go up, and it's a four-door Ford truck, and I'm going to high center. Can you fix those things? So now I've got, again, electric motors on those running boards I had to fix for him. SUVs, of course, your Yukons, your Expeditions, the Ford lineup, the Dodge Durangos have got them. Pickups have them, but power, they have a running board up in the front of the box now, not only underneath the doors, but it goes all the way back to the, you got a running board in front of the cab, of the pickup box, and they're using those to climb in and get into the pickup box. I think it's a good idea. So anyway, there's a little history about running boards. Hey, we didn't get that anybody call in and or even email on that challenge I had for you this week here on Auto World. The challenge is, do you remember your second car? Not the first car, your second car. That's your challenge. Just call. I'd love to hear from you. Or email. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Of course, my phone number is 855-660-4261. Do you remember your second car? And what was it? A lot of you might... I won't give your age out. We won't do that. No giving ages out. But I'll definitely... would like to hear your story, because I understand that a lot of people... In the little poll that was taking place last week, a lot of you liked your second car better than the first car. 855-660-4261. Take your calls when we return. You're listening to Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Firefighters in the West are gaining some ground against huge wildfires as the winds have died down. The air quality here in southern Oregon is horrific. It's suffocating just to be outside. And fog has mixed with the smoke. Visibility is down to 100 yards in some places. Many of my friends have set up donation centers to help thousands of people who lost their homes in the Alameda Fire. Oregon Governor Kate Brown on CBS's Face the Nation.
This week alone, we burned over 1 million acres of beautiful Oregon. We've got fires on the coast, We've got fires in communities right up abutting our metropolitan areas, and Southern Oregon has been devastated.
At least 33 people have perished in the fires along the West Coast. This is USA Radio News.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What can I do? Old car maiden 52. I got an old car, it's the best I could do. My baby doesn't like it cause it's not new. The paint's all chipped and the engine's...
Oh, we're going to have to get him some new paint. No, we don't want chips on it, and get your baby happy with you. Oh, good to be along with you in our old car 52. Welcome back. Don't quit my day job. I won't. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for joining us. Got a little racing news that just came in from Delivering David. You're a little late on that. That's all right. Now get out of the studio. Delivering David always wants to sit here. No, out. Yeah. Okay. He breathes too heavy. Thanks for the news, though. Surprised I don't hear him closing the door or slamming the door on me. Oh, a little racing news this weekend here on Auto World, the NTT Indy Car Series, folks. It was today live, and we are live, the Honda Indy 200 out of Mid-Ohio. Guess who won? Yep, Colton Herton. Hurtla. Get his name right, Colton Herta. He is he wins it, and this is an Indy Car Series. So this is actually an Indy Car. Any car that they're racing. And second was Alexander Rossi. Number three was Ryan Hunter. And Graham Rahal was number four. Now, let's get back to think about the pole sitter on the Indianapolis 500. Where'd Marco end up at? Yeah, in fact, Marco Andretti. His dad, Michael Andretti, he owns Colton's car. He owns, that's the first place car he owns, Michael Andretti owns. He owns the second place car, Alexander Rossi's, Michael does. And he owns the third place car, Ryan Hunter Ray's, Andretti Motorsports. Yes, where was his son? Let's back up the little Auto World car right now, though, with Graham Rahal. He was number four, and of course, you know who owns that, his dad, Bobby, and also David Letterman. David Letterman's been involved with the Rahals for many, many years. Great guy, all of them are. And anyway, okay, let's get back to the number 98. That is what Marco Andretti drives. He came in 20th. He was a lap down, a couple problems with the car, but he did finish. But he was number 20. So isn't that amazing? Things that happen. Yes, things that happen. He was a pole sitter in Indianapolis 500, but yet 20th in the Honda Indy 200. Mid-Ohio. I'd love to go back. I don't know if any of you. I'm out in, of course, Auto World Plaza, broadcasting in Boise, Idaho, in the Greasy Garage Studio. I don't know how many of you have ever been to Long Beach, California, and watched that race going down through the streets of with Indianapolis 500 cars. Just awesome. Just flat awesome to sit and stand back. Of course, they got, of course, quality control and everything, so you don't get hurt with the cars going at quite a high speed through Long Beach. So, but that takes us now. Auto World, I love bringing you goodies, and today is a day that's kind of ironic of things that's happened to all each and every one of us in the car industry, and one of you out there, I'm sure, more than one of you. I know the gentleman here in the first row all the way to the left, he's waving his hand. Yeah, tell him. I will, just give me a break. Okay, he wants to know what happened on this day in automotive history. Well, here it is. On this day in automotive history, yes, in 1966, members of the press... Excuse me, 1966 members of the press were invited to a special General Motors event to meet the car that would go head to head, of course, with the car that you all know about. Some of you might even have this car. It's a Ford Mustang. The Chevrolet Camaro had already been rolling off assembly lines since August 11th back in 1966, but this was the first time anyone outside General Motors got an up-close look at the small, vicious animal that eats Mustangs back then. As described by Chevrolet General Manager Pete Estes, the car would officially go on sale as a 1967 model about 2 weeks later on September 29th. But that all happened this day, back in 1966. Available, of course, as a 2+2 coupe or convertible. Buyers had many options to choose from, folks, back in the day. It was quite interesting that you could get all these goodies. Seven options back in 1967, ranging from the 236 cylinder up to the 396 V8. Oh, yeah. I know those were in the El Caminos. Awesome motors. Big valve covers, big heads. They were flying. Buyers could also opt out for special packages such as the SS, which stands for Super Sport. Oh, yeah, the RS, one of my favorites with the white stripes. Rally Sports, what it stands for. Later, featuring hideaway headlights, of course, wing windows, and other nice things that were given to you. So I call them creature comfort items. Luxury appearance, of course, back in 1966. Also available in 1967 was a Z28 model that featured hood and trunk stripes, rally wheels, a 302 V8 power plant. Of course, things have changed for the Camaro over the years. The 70 induced the second generation of the Camaro, which would last through 1981. Primary design difference was an increase width, of course. So, you know, the front end completely got changed. The stance got changed. In 1971, the 350 SS model won a top 10 spot on a road and track list of best cars in the world. That was back in 1971. Of course, introduced in 1982, would remain in production until 1992. They stayed the same. These years were highlighted by the introduction of the IROC Z. Do you have one of those IROC Zs? Hope you do, because there were some ka-ching built back in 1985 and 1990, all the way through 1990. Introduction of the convertible was in 1987, which hadn't been built since 1969. So if you've got an 87, you got a hot one. Literally, there's worth a lot of money. Camaro was put out to pasture, though. Yep. It continued in 2002. It put out to pasture, and it came back with a vengeance, of course, as you know, the one you're driving here today. Chevrolet Camaro has been in sixth generation since 2016. Of course, Motor Trend named the 2016 Chevy Camaro Car of the Year. Production of the sixth generation is planned to continue throughout at least 2022. Seventh generation Camaro. Oh, yeah. Hasn't been guaranteed yet. Keep tuning in. I'm going to keep giving it. Seeing if it comes to me, I'll give it to you in a press release. You never know. Do you like those Camaros? I was in a Chevy Equinox the other day, and it seemed like the gauges, the dash, right there in front of the steering wheel, looked like a Camaro. They carry those parts over, which then, of course, saves moolah, money, for each and every person when you buy it. I don't know if it saves us money, but... You're driving an Equinox for the family, and you're pretty much looking at a Camaro when you're looking down at the dash. Now, that's exciting. That's kind of neat to know that, isn't it? Yes. Oh, yeah. absolutely. It's time now for the Auto World Little Car Fact. One thing that I like to do is giving you the little facts, too. Not only the big ones, but the little ones. This is a 1901. Has something to do with sheep. The sheep, you know, the... Bah! Is that a goat or a sheep? I don't know. Anyway, it has something to do with the sheep. Let's find out what it is. This is a popular car in Great Britain. It was called it was built, actually, in 1901, the Woosley. 10-horsepower Woosley. Yeah, the Woosley Sheep Shearing Machine Company was the unlikely name of one of the earliest automakers, folks, back in 1901. But mass production did not begin until 1901 when Vickers, Son, and Maxim Ltd. bought the company's automaking capacity and started a new firm called the Woosley Tool and Auto Car Company. They were building tools and cars all at the same time. Herbert Austin, the auto pioneer. Both Woosley companies owed their fortune to Herbert, the plant manager who made his first four-wheeled car in 1899. Austin drove this car, a single-cylinder model, in the 1,000-mile trial held in the spring of 1900. This incredible performance that he did brought in orders for more than such vehicles, a steering wheel, which replaced the tiller on a 1900 model. The new Woosley firm introduced two models in 1901 and sold 323 cars. Now, if that isn't a little different than the 44 million that I reported on the first hour of Auto World, they only sold 323 cars. That was a lot, though, back in 1901. One was a single-cylinder, 5-horsepower model, and the other, 2-cylinder, 10-horsepower. Oh, yeah, 10-horsepower. They were similar in design with horizontal-mounted engines, wrap-around radiators, and chain drive. Soon, however, the cars with vertical-mounted engines became to outsell the Woosleys. Refusing to make the switch, Austin, he resigned from the company. Woosley finally went under because of it. Well, the top speed, though, I'm only talking 10 horsepower. The top speed of the 1901 Woosley, oh yeah, beautiful looking car back in the day, top speed was 37 miles an hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Got the biggest engine. Bring your hot rod. Who's got the biggest engine out there? That's what I want to know. You got a Hemi? Those new Hemis are nothing like the old Hemis. Oh, God, I love those old Hemis. I put an old Hemi once in a 40 Ford coupe, and that bad boy was heavy in the front, but boy, it was heavy in the back when I was spinning the tires. Welcome back to the Greasy Garage Studio. You're listening to Auto World from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. Good to be along with you folks. I'm glad you could join us, even if you were sitting there at Mel's Drive-In having a milkshake. Maybe Don's Drive-In. That's okay. I appreciate it. We got so many emails here at Auto World. I got to get back in my bag. And how I do that, I think I explained the first hour, but why not do it the third hour also? Some of you might not get the first hour of Auto World, and that's okay, too, because you can always listen to the podcast. You can go back in the archives at GCNlive.com, and you can go to just Google Auto World Podcast. Very proud we're on the top there, very at the top. So you won't have to hunt. Just go Auto World Podcast on Google. You'll find me right there on the top. Appreciate you doing that, and you can go back first hour. But on the emails, you email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I then look at those throughout the week like I am right now. I better check because I might have some new ones here. Yes. And so with that, I then print them out and I put them in a bag here. And then now I'm going to do it live. Now, if I see on the at the bottom or at the top or something, I kind of scan through it while I'm talking with you to find out if you want me to air it live or not. If you say no, I won't air it. If you don't say anything, I'm airing it. I'm going to let everybody know who you are. Anyway, don't leave your Visa number on there. So let's go to the email bag. I dig in deep. I want to be fair. This is just like a lottery because you're going to get your email live on Auto World Live. There it is. There's one. Okay. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Here's a good one. I'm just kind of scanning through it here so we don't get in trouble. Okay. We're not in trouble. Good. Hi, Mark. John here from Reno, Nevada. Awesome, Reno. Been there. Love that show. Automobile. The Reno Museum down there. I've got a coffee cup right here in the studio. There it is. Right over there on the shelf. From the National Reno Museum. Anyway, let's get back to the email, Mark. Okay. Hi, Mark. John here from Reno, Nevada, listening on our local radio station. Great show. Thanks for helping with my silly question. And I will I will, John. But first, I do a shout-out because you mentioned Reno, Nevada, and you're listening on a local radio station. I want a shout-out to one of our affiliates, and that affiliate in Reno is KNNR 1400 AM, Reno, Sparks, Sun Valley, and Carson City, Nevada. Thank you. Appreciate you taking the show. Now let's get back to the silly question. And, John, first and foremost, no question is silly. All right? None. Don't, and that's for all of you listening. Stupid, silly, whatever word you want to call, no. Each and every question is awesome. He says, I did a stupid move on my car this week. I checked the oil, simple thing, I thought, to do, but I overfilled it. Maybe by as much as 2 quarts. I guess that's what happens when you're talking on the phone and trying to do something at the same time. Bingo. John, you're absolutely right. Anyway, he says, I don't have my tools to drain the extra oil out. Can I drive my Suburban, doesn't say the year, my Suburban, down to the Quick Lube to get them to do it? Or should I just have it towed? Thank you for all you do for us, John. John, thank you for doing what you've done as emailing. And because, see, it's not just me that I'm helping you, of course, but I'm helping everybody that's listening with their car problem. And that overfilling the oil is very scary. If you're 2 quarts over, John, I do not want you to start the Suburban up. And on that, I don't care what year Suburban it is. See, if you're overfilled in an engine, any make or model, if you've got 2 quarts of oil extra in there, what ends up happening is that oil is down in the oil pan, and your crankshaft, as it's running, the crankshaft dips into the oil and foams the oil. Just kind of like you taking a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi and putting half full in a glass, putting a lid on it, shaking it. What are you going to end up with? Foam. Or like we did as kids, put some Momentums in your mouth and drink a swig of Coca-Cola, and what's going to come out your mouth? A lot of... Anyway, that's what your engine's doing. Your crankshaft is going to dip in the oil, foam it, and you'll seize the engine up, John, going down to the Quick Lube. And I don't care if it's half a block away. So I hate to say this, if you don't have the tools and you can't pull that drain pan plug out and drain the oil out and start all over, get it towed. Because, see, a tow bill of $100, $150, $200, do I hear three? Do I hear four? Four, five. See, even $500, John, what's an engine cost? I mean, the labor to do an engine on your Suburban is a lot more than $500. So, right here, right now at Auto World, we just saved you. Well, you know, it's a mistake that happened, yes, but we saved you an engine. We saved you a lot of money. So have it towed down. Don't, if you can't drain it yourself. And if you can, I give you a little tip. You could save that tow bill, John. Suburban's pretty high in the air. You could do it yourself. You have, you know, think about the drain pan you need. They're pretty cheap. You just need a drain pan. You need an empty to put the waste oil in. Once you drain it, you need an empty milk jug. And most of our trash, our recycle companies take the 1 gallon of waste oil each and every week for trash. So that doesn't cost you anything. But you need the wrench. Suburban. It's 9/16. Go get you a, I don't know if you folks have Harbor Freight throughout your area, but Harbor Freight, they've got 4,000 some stores. I'm not trying to plug or shameless plug here, but I just want to let you know you can buy a socket set there, John, at Harbor Freight for literally $10, maybe even less. So you could do it yourself. But if you don't want to get greasy, oily, and have oil on your fingernails, on your fingers, etc., just have her towed, have those guys do it. And again, if you're low on oil, that's a tattletale sign, John. That more than likely you're leaking oil. That's why it's low. And or are you burning oil? See, that's, we can be a good mechanic, I can be a best technician, but I have to fix the cause, not the problem. Yes, see, fixing the problem is normal, but I got to fix the cause first. And the cause here is not, yes, overfilled, but once we fill it and get it level, uh-oh, you are 2 quarts low. Where'd it go? So if you're 2 quarts low, if you've got a valve cover gasket leaking, which you do, by the way, passenger side in the rear, that's where those leak on those Chevy Suburbans, and also the intake manifold in the back where the oil sending unit is on the driver's side, but it's behind the intake manifold. There I go with the Auto World tips again. You got an oil sending unit leaking, John, in the back of the engine, dripping down the back of the engine and on the tranny, dripping down the back, and you're probably shaking your head. The gentleman here in the first row is shaking his head. He's now shaking his head. He's standing up and stomping on it. There you are, pounding the table here. or knocking pound on my head anyway. So the oil sending unit leaks on the Chevy Suburbans because the top where the electrical plug-in goes in is plastic. And then that plastic gets seamed with metal, which then screws into the engine block. Plastic and metal heat at different times, swelling, shrinking, causing the seam to leak. That's where your two quarts went. But also at the same time, look up, see it had that same shop. You might not want to take it to the quick lube to have them strain the oil. You might just want to have it towed or right to your favorite mechanic and have them look at it because we want to fix the cause. So get the valve covers, gasket leaking there in the back, and the oil sending unit fixed, replaced, and you'll be ready rocking and rolling. And you know what, John? You'll never have to worry about overfilling it again because it won't be leaking. And at one point here, too, at the point of, did we burn it? Are we burning it? Well, all the best thing to do this is on everybody. I'm going to use John to help us here, his email, to remind me to remind each and every one of you that no matter the maker, model, and year again, if you start your car up first thing in the morning, if it's in the garage doors, of course, is open. But when you start it, I want you to maybe have your wife or whoever's second in the house there, let them start it, and you stand behind your car. See, first thing when the motor's cold and you first start it, and you see blue smoke come out on this initial startup, and then the blue smoke goes away, folks, those are your valve seals leaking, intake valve seals, and that's where maybe John might have intake valve seals leaking, and because it sucks in the oil, because the seal's bad, which then intake sucks fuel in and air in and sucks oil in coming through where the oil is on the top of the head. So it only does that first thing in the morning when you first start it up. You see it better. But each and every time you do start your engine up that has the valve seal, intake valve seals leaking, it will blow out blue smoke. So I'm pointing this all out because, John, you might have two quarts low and you might be saying right now, uh-oh, we got to get this thing fixed. Well, thanks again, everybody, for being with me for the last 3 hours of Auto World, and each and every person helps me put Auto World on, especially slipping them out, slamming. Oh, yeah. I'm
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.